Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid. This is my entry for Dog Days of Podcasting 2014, episode number 27.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
From the time I was a little kid, my most favorite feeling in the world has been to step out of a steaming hot bath, put on freshly clean cotton pajamas or a cotton nightgown, and slip into brand new sheets. Not necessarily new, but fresh from the linen closet, pressed, still smelling faintly of the steam from the iron. I call myself the bathtub mermaid because I do most of my best thinking when I am submerged in water, and if there are pleasant scents and pretty bubbles to play with, so much the better. I don't believe you are ever too old for a bubble bath. I think the ultimate bathtub I've ever had was the one in the apartment that my mom and I shared when I was 9, and we lived for a while in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. It was in one of those old pseudo-Victorian houses that was divided into flats, and we were on the second floor. Our address was 28 and a half Heck Avenue. And our bathroom had a vintage cast iron clawfoot tub. And if you craned your neck just right, you could see down the street to the boardwalk and the ocean beyond while you were soaking in the tub. At the time, because I was very small, I'm still only 5 feet tall, I was small enough that I could actually sit on the rim of the tub and slide into it and not splash too much water on the floor. I only got yelled at once in a while. I had another cast iron tub in the house that my husband, Fuzzy, and I rented for a while in South Dakota before I moved and dragged him with me back to California. That one, someone had painted peat. I don't understand why you would paint a perfectly good white cast iron tub anything, but they painted it peach. The tub itself was the same vintage cast iron tub that you see in every movie and every magazine with the clawfoot base. And it didn't have a shower even. There was a shower in the basement of that house. This one didn't even have like the Victorian shower that many have with the brass rod of pipe and the ring around the ceiling that you can hang a curtain from. It was just a tub. It was a great bathtub and a great bathroom, and I spent many, many happy, happy baths in there listening to the radio while I was soaking. Today, I live in a Texas house that my mother calls a mini mansion, even though it's only about 3,000 square feet. And yes, there are only 2 adults who live here regularly, but there are also 5 dogs, 4 of our own and 1 that's a foster. And so it has a soaking tub, a garden soaking tub. It's really, really deep and really, really wide, and if 2 people wanted to be in it together, they could do so very, very comfortably. And it is set in a window in the bathroom with a step up into it that is made of ceramic tile. And I have to take a moment here to ask why people keep putting ceramic tile in bathrooms, because it looks really pretty, yes, and it's waterproof, yes, but it's really, really slippery, and more than once, not realizing that the dogs had drooled on it or that someone had spilled water on a tile, because you can't always see it from the right unless you're at the right angle, I have slipped on my bathroom floor and nearly killed myself or twisted a hip or done any number of other really embarrassing injuries that you never want people to know about, because they always happen invariably while you are naked. I think texturized tile or slate and things like that are a really good idea, but actual ceramic tile in a bathroom is really dangerous. We have rugs everywhere. I mean, everywhere where you can put a bath rug without it being really awkward, but it doesn't always help. But anyway, I do all my best thinking in the bathtub. I grew up on the beach. I grew up first on the Jersey Shore and then in the California coastline, and now my parents live in Mexico, in La Paz, Baja California Sur. La Paz is actually the capital of Southern Baja, and it's on the Gulf of California, which people used to call the Sea of Cortez, but the proper name of it is the Gulf of California. And they call it the world's aquarium because there is so much aquatic life that lives there. This is the same Sea of Cortez that Steinbeck spent time in, that Hemingway has been to. And it is amazing the things you can do there. We've been whale watching. We've laid on the beach and watched dolphins frolicking not too far offshore. There is this island, Isla Espiritu Santos, where you can go out on a boat and snorkel with sea lions. If you're experienced, you can actually dive the island, and there are several different kinds of sharks that you can see. And La Paz is also one of the places where you can swim with whale sharks, which if you've never done, when you get there, you go in the water and you're in a wetsuit. They rent them to you. And there's this giant fish in the water and you see a fin. And they go, okay, you see that fin? You swim to it. It's really counterintuitive. It's also miraculous. And by the way, if you haven't ever seen a whale shark up close, they're polka dotted. We went to see the whales last February, and I have a whole nother podcast about that based on my Sunday brunch piece that I wrote for it, which was then picked up by the local La Paz paper, which you will hear next Sunday, even though dog days will be over by then. But I just wanted to take a minute and talk about my love of baths. Late for my birthday, I got from my husband a box of bath stuff from Lush, which my friends Kim and Tabs and Julia and many, many other people had mentioned to me, and I kept going, what's this Lush stuff? I keep hearing people gushing about Lush. And finally, I said, this is what I want for my birthday. I always ask for bath stuff. You never buy me what I want. So go here. I have a wish list. Don't tell me what you bought. When the box comes, I promise not to open it. Surprise me. And here's your budget. And so I got the Happy Bath Day box, which has a sample of like 5 different bath bombs and a couple of bubble melts where you like crumble stuff under the water and it makes bubbles, and they turn the water pretty colors, so it's sort of like being a human Easter egg, except that you don't come out with your skin dyed, you just get to enjoy the colors. Tonight, before recording this, because I'm recording this the night before I'm actually going to run it, I soaked in tubs that smelled like raspberry and cream and played with bubbles as if I were a 5-year-old. It was awesome. My dog was sitting next to me and I kept blowing bubbles in his face and he kept trying to catch them, and it was really fun. So I'm the bathtub mermaid because I grew up on the beach, but now I live in a landlocked part of Texas, and my mermaid skills, I swim decently. I am not afraid of water. I've never been afraid of water. When my pool isn't broken, as it has been most of this summer, I swim every day as long as the weather permits. So pretty much from May through October, I'm in the water for at least an hour a day. I am most at home when I am near the coast or in the bath. Showers will do for getting clean, but they're not the same. I read somewhere that there's a legend that if you mix your blood with the sea owns part of your soul. I don't remember ever actually bleeding into the ocean, but I'm sure I have at one point, even if it was just from a scrape of my skin. But the ocean and water in general have always owned my soul. Show notes for this episode can be found at bathtubmermaid.com. You can leave me a comment there should you so desire, or you can find me on Twitter at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. The Dog Days of Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and never, ever, ever let your bathwater get too cold. Come on.
come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.